Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara, two lines from the top of Yod Beis Amud Aleph with the words of Beis Shammai. So it says the Mishnah, we know that there's a very important concept that's discussed in this Mishnah, that normally all the 39 malachas apply to Yamtiv. However, we know the pasuk says Kol Malacha Lo Yaseh Behem Ach Asher Yochel Chonevesh, that there's a heter to cook on Yamtiv. So the question is, will that extend potentially to anything that might not be related, that theoretically could have been done in the cooking process, but not really a malacha that's related necessarily to the malacha of cooking? And that's going to be a discussion of our Mishnah and the Gemara. So says the Mishnah, Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Motzien Loes HaKatan Loes HaVeisus HaVer Torah. You're not just, that's like there's an Isser to carry on Shabbos. There's an Isser to carry, Lurish HaSarabim, there's an Isser to carry a child, a Lulav or a Sefer Torah, to a Lurish HaSarabim on Yantav. Whereas Beis Hillel say that that's going to be permitted. Beit Shammai hold that there's an Isser of Hotzah on Yantiv, and that is the opinion of Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel say no, it's permitted to carry between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah on Yantiv. So the Gemara is going to ask why that is in a moment. The Gemara is going to first introduce the Brisa. Says the Gemara now, So there was a person who they used to have someone to teach over the braces before Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, and he said, "Hashochet Olas Nedava B'Yamtiv." If a person is shechting a Olas Nedava, is one that you donated an Ola on Yamtiv, Loka, you're going to get according to this, you're going to get Malkus. So now we know. Normally, an ola is something that's burnt on the mizbeach, and it's something that's in a dava. There's no obligation to have it. So therefore, if there's no obligation to bring it on yantiv, there's no related purpose that you're bringing it for, and therefore you are going to be doing the iser of shechita. In this case, iser derais normally on Shabbat to do the iser of shechita. You'll be doing the iser of shechita over here. You'll be doing the iser of shechita on yantiv. Shabbos, again, you're going to be chayav misa. That's one of the main differences between Shabbos and Yontiv. Yontiv, you get a issue of Isser as an Isser lav, in which case you'll get an Isser of Malkus. So you'll get a punishment of lashes on Yontiv. So the Gemara is saying right now that we have the Isser lav of Malkus for Shechting and Olas Nav Yontiv. So the Gemara says, Amar Le Yitzchak Redim Nesenu Damar Lachamani. Which halacha? Who's this opinion reflect? So the Gemara now, it must be the opinion of Beit Shammai, De Amrei, Lo Amina Mitoch Shehutra Hutzara Latorah Chutrana Mishalo Latorah. It must be the opinion of Beit Shammai that said that don't hold the concept that since we permit transferring from Rosh Hashanah for a food-related purpose, so too we're going to be permitting it for non-food-related purpose. This is a very important concept of Mitoch. Mitoch over here is teaching you that the Torah tells you that according to Beis Hillel, there's a concept of mitol shuchel torah chutzna mitol torah. Since the malacha is permitted for any food related purpose, it's also going to be permitted without any food related purpose. So that is the Torah telling you that in yantav you're allowed, just like you're allowed to prepare food, you're allowed to use it even if it's not for the preparation of food. That's a shaylani achronim. What exactly is the svara behind this? Remember, Sak Shlita, he came to Nativ when I was there many years ago, and he gave a whole because we were learning suba, so he comes up over there in the tzugya, and he mentioned that there's a concept everyone agrees with, and it's fascinating. The Gemara Bichlal doesn't mention anywhere what the svara is. It's matter potentially. It's a Shaila Vedaraisa over here. We're allowing you to do Hotzah, which is allowing you to do the, or any, we'll see other malachas as well. Other malachas, anything that would be related in the food related process is going to be mutter, even afilo shalola tzorach. So, however, because if you hold the Ibe Sila, the Gemara flashes out now. Ha, amri mitoch shutra latzorach, chachanama tzorach, hachanami shutra shchita latzorach, chachanama shalola tzorach. Now, since I'm allowed a shecht for any food related purpose on yantiv, meaning in order to eat, I want a fresh piece of meat. It's even, we saw that there's even going to be kulas to try to get that first pieces of meat, because we want you to have Simchas Yantiv. We mentioned that earlier in the earlier adopim, that Simchas Yantiv is a very big thing. So we want you to be able to have meat on Yantiv, so you can have a fresh piece of meat. So Beis Hillel say that just like you are allowed to shecht normally a food in order to get fresh meat, so if you shechted an ol on yantiv, you not violate an esrim malacha on yantiv. That's a shaila, the chora according to Tosos, though, that this concept of mitoch is only going to be when there's some tzorach of yantiv a little bit. We'll get to that b'azur shem hemshech. So it midarabanan at least midaraisa, right? In chanami that fully it's okay, but there has to be some sort of tzorach a little bit in order to carry or do any malacha on yantiv. So now the Gemara is just going to mention that this din of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai is not limited to malacha of carrying, rather it extends to other malachas as well. So the Gemara says, is that really true though? Naski flo rabba rabba, is that really true that you have to extend the malacha? So now according to this, not just carrying, but even shechita, and we're going to see really any malacha that theoretically is going to be bishul, things like that, that's how you're allowed to take a shower in yantiv and not on Shabbos. It's an issur d'oraisa, potentially, depending on how your water system is made. But there's potentially an issur d'oraisa to heat up water to have a hot shower on Shabbos, yantiv, on Shabbos, because of your boiler. So how is it that you're allowed to heat up water to take a shower. Potentially, I'm not getting into the whole thing of kol gufo. There's all these other shailas involved. Be'etim, on a derais level for sure, to heat up water for the tzorach, clearly not of cooking, that's the concept of mitoch. That's why you're allowed to do it. Again, how it works in permutation, I'm not discussing it right now, but be'etim, that's the concept of mitoch. So now the Gemara asks, so maskil rabbi, is it really true that we'll extend the mitoch to other halachas as well? Maybe this is the machlokas that you're just extending it over here so far. Dilma be'irovotzel shabbos, ve'irovotzel yom tov kumizik. Maybe they're arguing of a completely different point. Just with regards to transferring on Yantiv, do we extend the Isser of transferring to Yantiv as well? And the Gemara is going to explain why there would be a svara for that. Mar Savar Erev Hutsa al Shabbos, the Erev Hutsa al Yantiv. So Bisham is going to hold note there, just like you need an Erev, and you need an Erev Chatiris, an Erev Chatiris in order to carry from, in a Rishus Rabbin Midrabanan, to carry, you need an Erev Chatiris. So too, you would need an Erev Chatiris to carry on Yantiv as well. Umar Savar Erev Hutsa al Yantiv. There's no issue of Hutsa on Yantiv at all. They do not permit any food related purpose. The only thing that they're allowing is to carry, because carrying is not this din. As the Pasuk says, why would it be, why would I assume that this is the only Mechalkas? Because they say we have a Pasuk to indicate this way. The Pasuk in Yirahu says, Velosutim Masam Yutecha Biyoma Shabbos, don't carry out a burden from your homes on Shabbos. So what's the mashmas of this Pasuk? B'Shabbos in and B'Yantiv lo, that only on Shabbos you can, you have an issue of taking out and transferring from one domain to another. However, in Yantiv, you wouldn't have that. And even though this pasuk is telling you that there's a malacha though of transferring, apparently Yirmiyahu is coming and teaching us this malacha. Rashi points out he's teaching you that this pasuk is intending to tell you that the transferring is only asr. This malacha of votzah is only going to be asr on Shabbos and not on Yantiv. So since the machlokas is b'shami b'shilam is limited to malacha, why do you have to assume that it's going to extend further? So the Gemara says maski flar of Yosef. Yosef doesn't like this explanation of Rava Elamata. So then if that's the case, that b'shilam is going to assume that there's no issue of, it's only an issue of against transferring from one domain to the other, and there's no malacha whatsoever, lifleguba banim, they should argue with the case of stones on Shabbos. What does this have to do with stones? That they should disagree with regards to handling stones are going to be muktzah. Why are they muktzah? That we know that regarding stones, Gemara says in Shabbos, Kufchav Dalet, the Gemara tells us that they wanted to prevent people from transferring from one place to another, so therefore they wanted to limit the number of objects. Therefore, the Beis Hillel is of the opinion, transferring between domain shouldn't be asr at all on Yantiv, because the old problem of transferring stones is that you might come to transfer in Rishus Rabim and they wanted to limit how much you're taking on Shabbos, so therefore they asr stones as mukta, so then it should be the case that in Yantiv it should be totally mutter. We don't find a machlokas anywhere between Beis Shammai and Hillel whether moving stones should be mutter. So therefore the Gemara says that since it's not the case, so therefore lechora, since they don't argue with that elamid lo pligi b'avanim, since we don't see that they argue over the handling of stones on Yantiv, shmami now we can learn from here, we can derive from here that that they're arguing over in the Mishnah whether or not transferring from one domain to another where there's no food or papers, as Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi has just explained to us, that would be the issue. So the B'chok of Hisham is really about mitoch. Do we hold that there's a concept of mitoch? This is all on the level of Dereisa. Tosas point out, though, that at the end of the day, that we see the Tiltul Avanim from here, Tosas has an important caveat to this whole rule, is that there needs to be a Tzorach of Yantiv a little bit. There needs to be Tzorach of Yantiv. If it's not Tzorach Yantiv at all, then it would be a Shaila of carrying, and that's why it comes to Tosas in other places about carrying a ball. And is that considered a Torah? That's a shaila about having sports at Shabbos that comes up over there for little children. Can you have a ball? Is that considered a Torah Yantiv? But Lameisa, what it just has in Yad Yoma of when carrying on Yantiv for shofar, there's a shaila in the Achronim, is can I carry a shofar for a woman to hear the shofar? Because we just said that it needs to be a Torah Yantiv a little bit. So a woman doesn't have to hear the shofar at all. She's voluntarily doing it. According to Sephardis, we don't even make a bracha. Right? According to Ashkenazim, we do make a bracha, fine. But it's definitely not a chiyah for her. So you're going to go, very nice, you're going to go volunteer to go blow for a woman or your wife, whoever it is, going to carry. And I'm talking about, obviously, a place without an Erev. If you have an Erev anyway, you're allowed to carry even a Shabbos, so you'll be allowed to, if you rely on that Erev, you're allowed to carry Yantiv as well. But I'm talking about without an Erev. So would be allowed to carry for a woman. That's a machlokas achronim, whether that's considered enough of a tzorach. I always find that a pella. How can you say that? Tos lashon is ain't a tzorach yantav klal. You can tell me that's not the lashon of it. This is a little bit of a tzorach. But either way, there are those achronim that argue that. I think we end up with kind of, we do hold that it would be okay to carry for a woman. To again, there are those who are machmir, but the ma'isa, I think the posts generally are makel to assume you can carry a shofar to blow for a woman. And again, this is all shaila only when you have no air. Okay, now the Gemara says, the Gemara points out that not only this, Rabbi Yochanan in a different context mentioned that this machlokas about the, it's not just related to food issue, is also going to permit it to non-food related issue. That even he agrees to the bigger concept that we mentioned of Rav Yosef wanted to extend the issue. How do I know that? The Tana Tanakh made the Rabbi Yochanan. There was a teacher of Raisas who taught the following before Rabbi Yochanan, that if someone is mevashel gid anasha b'chalav b'yantav, if someone cooks gid anasha with milk on yantav, v'alcho, and he decides to eat it, so loka chamesh is going to be five different iser deraisas that he's going to be chayav in, and therefore he's going to be chayav five sets of malkos, five sets of lashes. So the Gemara says, what are they? Loka mishum mevashel gid. First of all, he's going to be the problem cooking gid anasha on yantav unnecessarily. This Raisa is telling you that cooking is permitted on yantav only for food related purpose, as the gid is not allowed to be eaten. So therefore, it's unfit for eating, and therefore you're going to be chayev the unnecessarily for the issue of mevashel gid v'lokem mishum ochel gid. Also, you're eating a gid anasha as an iser deraisa. That's two. Lokem mishum mevashel basar v'chalav. This Tana is of the opinion that gid anasha has the status of meat, and therefore it'd be issue of los mevashel gidi b'chalav imo. The iser kicking basar b'chalav. But lokem mishum ochel basar b'chalav. Also, we know right los mevashel three times. It comes three times: one for cooking, one for eating, one for driving benefits. So therefore, you're going to be chayev for cooking and both eating it. And loke, turning on to the next. Now you're also going to be loket for mishum havara, for you're lighting a fire on yantiv unnecessarily. Again, this Tana is holding that doing different malachas on yantiv also apparently is going to be chayv each one, right? Even though you're lighting the fire and also cooking, this mevashel, and that's the same isser of violating yantiv, but since you did it two different malachas, you'd be chayv on two different, you'd be chayv two different isserim. So that's the issue over here with regards to the malchus. So the Gemara says, Amar Leh, Rabbi Yochanan heard this braisa being said in front of him, and he disagreed with it. He says, "Puk tana lebra." He says, "Go take that tana outside." Meaning that tana is of no weight over here. That tana has been wrong. It's a wrong brace. It's incorrect. Why? Because haral vishal in a mishnah that when it comes to lighting a fire and cooking, that's not part of the malachas. These malachas are permitted for food-related purpose. L'chora, they're going to be permitted midoraisa, at least for sure, on a case of even when it's not food-related purpose. So therefore, l'chora, this opinion is not acceptable as a braisa. So it says, and Rabbi Yochanan says, maybe you want imtim salomar, maybe you're going to argue, no, there really is a mishnah. It really is a Tanaic source that's following. So then it must be that this braisa, if you don't want to corrupt the braisa, let's say it's beishamehi, da amre lo armin mitoch shudr l'torach, then you'd have to say that this is the opinion of beishamehi, who says that when it comes to transferring from a private domain to public domain, that's only going to be asra on yantiv. So therefore, they would also say hachanami. They would hold over here. They don't agree with the principle of betoch. They don't hold the principle that since it's mutter to light a fire for cooking, it's mutter to light in all circumstances. Again, if it's sorach yantiv pesach level derabanan. So the chora we see from over here, Rabbi Yochanan would be telling us that this is the opinion of Beis Hillel. So the e Beis Hillel, because Rabbi Yochanan points out, if they're going to argue that this is the opinion of Beis Hillel, kevan de amrei mitoch shutra hotzela shelo tzorach nami shutra lo tzorach. So if you're going to say that this opinion of Beis Hillel, that since transferring was permitted for food-related purpose, it's also permitted when there's no food-related purpose. Hachanami, that mutoch shutra lavar l'tzorach, which no mitzvah l'tzorach, according to Beis Hillel, this is no iser d'oraisa whatsoever. It's permitted when there's no food related purpose on the level of Daraisa. So we see, therefore, in Rabbi Yochanan's comments, the Braisa, that he too understands that the Machlokas B'Sham Yisila is a much broader Machlokas. And again, this is how he passed, to mention, this is why a few Malachos are going to be mutter on a Yontiv that were not mutter normally on Shabbos. And that would be also be the Shaila also. I haven't had a clear answer to this yet. I think someone once told me a good answer, forgot it though. That why don't we say Mitoch on killing a bug on Yontiv? That Mitoch, that the Shechita is mutter on yantiv, so they aren't we saying mitoch? You're allowed to kill. That's like you're allowed to do malach of shchitas nitiel seshama based on shchita, which is the iser deraisa normally. So that's normally mutter on Shabbos. So why can't you say that we hold that it's usher to kill bugs on Shabbos on yantiv? But why shouldn't you say mitoch? That's always my question. Why aren't you allowed to say mitoch? Someone's going to answer. Please let me know. But that's a question anyway that I have about the principle of mitoch. Okay, now we're up to the next mishnah. The next mishnah is talking about the concept of taking trumas and meisers. Normally, there's an issue of deraisa. It's probably mutter to take off trumas and meisers on Shabbos and on Yantav. However, the Rabbanan made an Isra Gzira because Nirma Kimasakin. Looks like you're Nirma Kimasakin and you're going to come to Tikkun Mana. So this is going to Lechora apply to the issue of Chala as well. Why taking off Chala going to be Mutter? Lechora, Chala should also be taking off dough. You're Mimasakin it. You're not allowed to eat it. You have to give it to the Kohen. There's also an Isra Misa if you don't give it to the Kohen. So why is it Mutter? Because baking bread, we want you to mention, we want to allow Shechita on Yantav. to make fresh, fresh to have fresh meat. So too, baking bread to have fresh bread is better than considered than having it the day before. We know that the fresh challah is always a very, very, very good taste. So even a day later, it's not as fresh. So they allow you to take to make challah. Then so they allow you to make challah. They have to allow you to eat the challah, and you have to take off truma to take the challah. So therefore, the rabbanan permitted taking off challah. Similarly, when it comes to shechting on yantiv, we know there's different matnas kahuna that involved parts of the meats, right? Different things that you have to give to the matnas kahuna. So that also normally is not mutter on yantiv. However, they're going to be mutter on yantiv. The basic Kohanic dish, all of them are going to be usher, except for the ones with regards to the meat. So the shiloh over here is going to be how far does this, how does far go with others to other other dinim. So it says Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein Molichin Chala Matnas L'Kohen B'Yomtev. We do not deliver Chala or other Mikesh to Kohen B'Yomtev. Bein Shum Ramesh, whether they were separated yesterday before Yomtev, Bein Shum Yom, whether they're separated today. Because again, not giving Kohanic gifts on Shabbos and Yomtev is including a ben on all Matnas Kuna. Although again, Chala and Mikesh are going to be permitted, they do not permit the other type of gifts to be given. So therefore, you're not allowed to give it, you're not to deliver them. Also, the coins not allowed to take them, according to us, that you're not allowed to take them either. The coin's not allowed to come and take them, not just deliver them, but they're not allowed, the coin's not allowed to come take them. So the Gemara says, Bein Shum Emesh, Bein Shum Ramayom, or whether they're separated today on Yom Tov, Beis Hillel Matirin, however, Beis Hillel say that this is going to be Mutter. The Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is Machlokas. Amr Lehen Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Gzira Shavah. Can we learn a Gzira Shavah from your halachas? Rashi points out this does not mean the general standard understanding. Well, Gzira Shavah is a Dinda Raisa that compares halachas based on Masura that we had in Psukim. That's not at all what we're discussing here. We're just comparing Din and Rabbanan. So we're saying like a similar lesson, like you just invoke something that you people know, is to use lashon of Gzira Shavah. But it doesn't mean in the normal sense that Gzira Shavah, it's a full fledged Gzira Shavah. They're saying that this is similar to Gzer Shavah. Compare the following halachas: Chala umatonos matana lekohen. The chala and the gifts of the kohen are given to the kohen, right? That's what we know. Chala and the mikesh are one of the 24 matnas kuna. They're given to the kohanim, right? Based on the psukim in Korach, I think, right? Comes from Korach. So utruma matana lekohen. Also, the regards to truma is given to the gift of kohen. So we compare them. So kishem she'in malichin es a truma. Just as we're not allowed to deliver truma to a kohen on Yom Tov, I just mentioned. Even Beis Hillel agreed to that because truma is usher to take off on Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel do not permit on Yom Tov what could have been done before Yom Tov. You could take off truma before Yom Tov. So therefore, Beit Shammai is questioning the leniency of delivery of the mikesh and the challah that were separated before Yom Tov. Just like you're not allowed to truma, you had the opportunity to take off truma before yantiv, and therefore you're not allowed to give them to the kohen on yantiv. So too, these mikifs and the challah, if you had the opportunity to do before yantiv, it should be usher. That's what Beis Hillel's matter even before yantiv. So that's what Beis Shammai is asking on them. Kachem elchinas amatonos. So how did Beis Hillel respond to this? Beis Hillel responded that no, that's not going to be the case because ima marta betruma she'ino zakei baramasa. If you're going to tell me with regard to truma, because you don't have the right to separate on yantiv at all, tomer matonos akabarasa. There, fundamentally, it's different. Fundamentally, it's different because truma is mutter to is usher to take off on yantiv. However, when it comes to challah, and we pointed out, and taking off the meat gifts, those, since you're allowed to do shechita, and since you're fundamentally allowed to bake bread, Chazal allowed you, they allowed the Isra Rabbanan, normally the Isra Rabbanan, to allow you to take it off. So once it's a mutter on yantiv, it's going to be mutter even if you didn't take it off before yantiv. And that's the opinion of Beis Hillel. That's their argument, that it's not going to be usher. So the Gemara now says, how do this understanding of the Mishnah's machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel lechora is against a brisa? Kasaka daitach, as the Gemara is going to first mention, when it's assumed that the Mishnah is talking about shehurim mehayom v'nishchutu mehayom, we're assuming that the gifts were separated today in Yom Tov, it means that the animals had also been shechted today in Yom Tov, shehurim mehemesh v'nishchutu mehemesh, and that which it speaks about the gifts that were separated yesterday before Yom Tov means that the animals had been shechted before Yom Tov, and therefore our Mishnah Beis Shammai is going to answer even the gifts when the animals could have been shechted on Yom Tov, the gifts could not possibly be given before Yom Tov, they would answer even giving those. So the Gemara says, handing them over to the Kohen. The Gemara says, "Mani Masnizin." Which opinion does our Mishnah reflect? Lora Birosi Rabbi Yehuda, Lora Yosef, Lora Rabbi Yehuda. El Achirim. It must be the opinion of the Achirim. So it doesn't reflect. There's three shitas in this price that we're about to mention. We're going to go through all three shitas. It only lines up with the third opinion of Achirim. The Gemara points at Amar Rabbi Yehuda and Desanya. We learn in the price. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Lo Nechaku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Amatonos Shomer Erev Yomtiv." Beis Shammai Beis Hillel did not disagree regarding the gifts that had been separated on before Yomtiv. Shemolichin Amatonos Shomer Mehem Veneshchutu Beyom. You're allowed to deliver together the gifts that were separated today with the other ones. According to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel. One may deliver on Yom Tov the meat gifts from the animals shechted on Yom Tov, and once one has permission to deliver these meat gifts, you even deliver meat gifts separated before Yom Tov along with them, because it's like kind of like a type of metoch thing. And once it's allowed to give some of these gifts, you can give all these gifts. This would be true for challah as well. If the dough was made before Yom Tov, you can deliver that with the challah that was made on Yom Tov. That's what Rashi says, and we just happen to be talking about the gifts of meat, so that's what we're mentioning over here. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The only machlokes regards to delivering them the preemptive gifts by themselves. Beit Shammai omrim ein molichin. Beit Shammai says that we do not deliver them, and Beis Hillel omrim molichin. Beis Hillel says that we would be molichin. According to Yehuda, Beit Shammai would permit delivering the gifts that come from the animal shechted and yantiv. This is clearly not going to be the opinion of our Mishnah, because Beit Shammai says that it's not mutter to give them any gifts, even the ones on yantiv. So that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is therefore gone. And so, according to Rabbi Yehuda's version, the machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel went as follows: the back and forth. Chala matnas matan kanuna truma matan la kohen. Chala and the gifts of the kohen and the truma is a gift to the kohen. Kishem she'in malichin es truma, just like we do not deliver the gift to a kohen on yamtiv. Kach ein malichin es matana. So too, we do not deliver the gifts of chala to a kohen on yamtiv. That was the opinion of Beit Shammai according to this version. Amrullah and Beis Hillel, whereas Beis Hillel responded to them, lo, no, this comparison is not valid, because ima martin betruma she'ino zakai baharamasa. If you're going to say with regards to truma, which does not have the right to separate on yamtiv, Amrim Atonos Shazakam or Asin are going to tell me the same as in the case for the gifts, which one does have the right to separate them in Yantiv, so therefore they're not comparable Truma to these cases. So Brayson, now that's the version of Rabbi Yehuda that clearly does not line up with the Mishnah. Now we're up to Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo nechukul Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al Matanos. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel do not disagree with regards to the gifts and the Chala, Shemalichin, that you're allowed to deliver them in Yantiv. According to Rabbi Yossi, Beis Shammai agree with Beis Hillel that you may deliver in Yantiv all the gifts, even those separated before Yantiv. Lo nechukul ela ala Truma. They only are with regards to Truma. Shem Beis Shammai ein Malichin, you're not allowed to deliver the Truma that was on Yantiv. Whereas Beis Hillel said you're allowed to deliver even Truma on Yantiv. This is not going to line up with our Mishnah, because in what Beis Shammai said, Beis Hillel, they're disagreeing with regards to the Matanos and not Truma. Here the Machlokes is all about Truma, so Rabbi Yossi doesn't line up either. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara just points out, Beis Hillel dan, and this is what Beis Hillel is debating. Chala matanos matana lekoin and truma matana lekoin. Chala and the gifts of the kohen are in truma, gifts of the kohen. Kshem shemulchin and matana, just like we gave the gifts and chala on yamtiv, so too kalchem lechem truma, so too we deliver the truma on yamtiv. Amr and Beit Shammai, whereas Beit Shammai said back to them, lo, that this is not going to be a valid comparison. Even Martin matanos shazakei paramasan. If you're going to tell me that this is the case with the gifts, which one has to separate on yamtiv, tomer b'truma she'in zakei paramasan. You're going to tell me the case that this is going to be the same thing with truma, which one does not have the right to separate them on yamtiv. So therefore, that version is not going to line up either with our Gemara. So the Gemara points out now. Achirim, we have Achirim though. Lo nechukul Beit Shammai Beis Hillel ela nechukul ela Truma. The Beit Shammai Beis Hillel don't disagree with regards to Truma. She'in malachin, you're not allowed to deliver it on Yantiv. Beis Hillel agree with Beit Shammai that Truma is not allowed to be delivered on Yantiv, even though it's taken off before Yantiv. So what is the machlokas? Lo nechukul ela matanos. They're only disagreeing with regards to the gifts. She Beit Shammai omrim ein malachin. The Beit Shammai says they're not allowed to deliver the gifts on Yantiv. Beis Hillel omrim malachin, and Beis Hillel say that we may deliver the gifts on Yantiv. This last version seems to agree with the Gemara's interpretation of the Mishnah, that since the third version it doesn't specify a difference between animals shechted on yantiv and before yantiv, this would be lechora how our mission is, and therefore it would also the gifts of the animals are also been shechted on yantiv is going to be asur according to Beit Shammai. This is consistent with our Mishnah. So the Gemara says lema acherim velo Rabbi Yehuda. So should we suggest right now that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Achirim and not Rabbi Yehuda? So that the Mishnah is going to clearly not line up with Rabbi Yossi, who explained in Machlokas as regards to Truma, whereas the Mishnah, so the Gemara is suggesting maybe that Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, is able to line up with the Mishnah. So the Gemara now says, you're right, Amar Rava, no. Mik Tani Shorma Mayom V'Nishchut Bayom. Does our Mishnah say that Beit Shammai is going to ask for delivering the gifts that were separated today on Yantiv from the animals that were shechted today? Shorma Ketani. The Mishnah says that Beit Shammai prohibit delivering the gifts that were separated on Yantiv. Olam Shchitas Amemesh. But when did you actually shech them? Is because you shechted them yesterday, the opportunity yesterday, that's why Beit Shammai said that it's aser. However, if you have animals that were shechted on yamtiv, even Beit Shammai would agree that you're allowed to deliver them on yamtiv. And that's the case, then our Mishnah could line up with the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Because again, when it's impossible, you had no option, you had shechted them right now, Beit Shammai is going to agree that there's nothing to do. The only option that you had was to deliver them, so therefore there shouldn't be an issue of delivering them on yamtiv. So this Mishnah could line up with Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara says Leimer Rabbi Yehuda v'lo achirim. So the Gemara says it's such a good point that actually, yeah, that's a valid point. Maybe that's explanation of the Mishnah. So therefore, we should assume that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, not that of the achirim. So therefore, we've taken the point so strongly. We said, oh wow, that's a really good point. Maybe our Mishnah only follows that of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says afilo tema achirim. Now, even if we're going to argue that our Mishnah is consistent with the opinions of achirim, so the Gemara is going to say that v'hanach d'nishchu d'emesh, and in regards to the gifts that were given yesterday before Yantiv, and so therefore, according to this, when the Achirim said that Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree in regards to the gifts, they don't mean all gifts. Rather, they refer to only the gifts that come from animals that were shechted before Yantiv. That's the machlokas. But with regards to the ones that are dead, they would agree. So the Gemara then points out, but wait a second, the way we just now explained Achirim is to be lined up exactly with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that they're only arguing about that when you shechted it before Yantiv, and can you deliver them on Yantiv? But they would agree that if you shaitan yamtiv, you can deliver them. That's exactly what we just explained to Achirim. And Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, Hain Rabbi Yehuda. That's the exact opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And both would agree. Beit Shammai would say that delivering gifts from animal shachta before yamtiv is aser, and then on yamtiv it's going to be mutter. That's lechora not very problematic. So the Gemara says, what is the machlokas between them then? The Brisa records them as being mechalek. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ika benayu tfeila. The machlokas them. And something else is that everyone agrees that the ones that you shechted before yamtiv is going to be problematic. The ones you shechted on yamtiv is not problematic, and you're allowed to deliver them. Can you bring them? Can you bring other stuff with them? Can you bring other stuff with them? Rabbi Yehuda would allow one to deliver gifts from an animal shechted before yamtiv, even according to Beit Shammai, if they're accompanied by the main things of the animal shechted and yamtiv. Whereas Achirim do not allow you to even if it's a tefillah, even if it's only accompaniment to come with it, that is still going to be problematic. And Rashi points out our Mishnah, which is talking about the leniency of tefillah, is not discussing that. So therefore, is not discussing of tefillah, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda and Achirim can fit into our Mishnah very nicely. Okay, so the Gemara says, how do we paskin? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha ka Rabbi Yossi. The Halacha is going to follow that of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds that the Halacha is going to be Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yossi, that even Truma is allowed to be delivered on Yamtiv, and then obviously Chala and Matanos that were done before Yamtiv for certainly would be allowed to be Mutter. The most makel opinion of that of Rabbi Yossi, that's the opinion of Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel wants the paskin. The Gemara says, Rav Tuvi, Brider of Nechemi, Havile Garba de Charma de Truma. So the Gemara just says, Maisa, Rav Tuvi had a jug of wine that was truma. Also, the coming to Rav Yosef, he came before Rav Yosef. Amarlo, Malo, Tu, Lakun, Laidna. So he asked him, can I bring these to a coin today? Amarle, Hach, Amar Rav Shmuel. He responded, yes, this is what Shmuel. Halach, Rav Yosef is the follow-up of Rav Yosef, and therefore you can, it is permitted for you to bring it to him even today. So now the Gemara is going to discuss going back a little bit, and we're going to come to this point, Agav, a little bit of a difficult Indian over here. Ushbichuzu, the Rav Bar Chanan, Havile, he started to Chardala. So Rav Chanan had he was his landlord, and he had a lot of mustard stalks. Amar Le, so he said to Rava Bar Chana, Mar Lefruche, what's the luck about crumbling these the pods into the seeds that they're inside of? And eat them on yamtiv. Normally, do we assume that extracting the seeds is going to be an issue of dash? Dash is threshing, and dash is considered something that is going to be normally an issur d'oraisa, but to be permitted for food related purpose, or maybe because it could have been done before yamtiv, it's going to be usher. Even Beis Hillel would agree that if something could be done before yamtiv, it's usher to do it on yamtiv. So the Gemara says, Lo avibiyadi, that Rava bar Rav Chanan didn't know what the answer was. Also, the kamei de Rava, so he came before Rava and asked him the shayla. Amar lei, so Rava answered him. Molilan melilos uparchan ketinos biyamtiv, that you're allowed to rub the ears of grain and crumble the legumes and yamtiv in order to extract the kernels of the beans, and therefore it's permitted to crumble the mustard pods also to extract their seeds. Why is that? The melilos of grain is considered is a case of wheat. A person wants to prepare a small amount of kernels, so then he would release the kernels from the ears by rubbing the ears, and would do it apparently between his hands, between his fingertips. So this is that's a melila. So the melila is normally going to be aser. But here, the melila is only an iser derabanan because over here you're doing a kala achariyat. Therefore, it's only aser derabanan to do it like that. And therefore, it's going to be mutter in this case. So too over there is going to be mutter. So where it says, Esevi Abaye, but Abaye asked a question on this question of this plaque of Rava. Hamolu melilos me'erev Shabbos. If one rubbed the ears of grain before Shabbos and left the mixture of kernels in the chaff, lemachar the following day, so menafeach mi'adiyad ve'ochel, he may fan from the hand to hand and separate the chaff to eat the kernels. Avalobe kan avalobe tamcho, he may not separate the chaff with a funnel or with a large plate. Hamola melilos be'erev yamtiv, but if you rub out the grains before yamtiv, lemachar the next day menafeach al'yad ve'ochel, he allowed to fan then blow away the chaff little by little. Afilo bikinon v'afilo b'tamchoy, he even separated the chaff with a funnel, even a large plate. Avalo b'tavlo v'nafalo b'kfaro, not with a board, not with a fine sieve, not with a coarse sieve, different type of coarse sieve. So over here, what is he asking? That using the board of sieve large quantities, we allow a person to use a sieve on yamtiv. Someone seeing him might think he's separating a large quantity of grain on yamtiv, and that is an iser d'oraisa. And therefore, even though board is permitted on yamtiv, the rabbanan say that this is going to be usher to use these type of kelim because it looks like you're violating iser d'oraisa. So l'chora, Abai is asking to hear from erev yamtiv in only if you did this before yamtiv. Is it going to be permitted? However, b'yamtiv lo on yamtiv itself, that's going to be against Rava. So Gemara says afila tamer b'yamtiv. So maybe you can say even we're talking about on yamtiv itself. Reisha ve'itid v'aydid the tana reisha erev Shabbos. Since the beginning of the brisa spoke about talking about on erev Shabbos, tana sefer erev Shabbos erev yamtiv. It said erev yamtiv. In fact, the brisa would permit rubbing them even on yamtiv itself. So therefore, when we're speaking about Erev Yantav, because it's to line up the Raisa stylistically to the first part of the Raisa, which said Erev Shabbos, so therefore we say Erev Yantav, but really who had on Yantav itself? So the Gemara says, wait a second, Imkain, but our Mishnah is seemingly problematic because the ears are going to be allowed to be rubbed on Yantav. Matzina Truma, Zerzakab Ramasan. Here you have a case of Truma, you're allowed to separate this Truma on Yantav because we sit right now, you're allowed to eat it. Now, normally, before the kernels are extracted, the truma obligation hasn't come into effect. But once you nigmar malachtan, you don't have a concept of nigmar malacha, that is going to make it mechayev in truma. And Rabbah says you're allowed to eat it, so therefore you must permit it to take off truma, because there's an iser deresa to eat something tevel. It's iser misam bisar shemayim if you eat it without taking off truma maestros. And where it says it's not, we learn in a Mishnah that lo martim b'truma she'ino zakai b'trumasa, that truma is going to be usher because you don't have the right to separate anyantiv, and everybody agreed to that. So how do we answer that? So the Gemara says lo kasha. That's not a shayla. That everyone, the rubbing an yantiv is that everyone agrees that you're allowed to rub the ears of grain in yantiv, and the machlokas of ears, our Rebbe, that this din is the opinion of Rebbe that truma categorically is usher separate and yantiv. That's the brisa though is going to follow Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The brisa is going to follow Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And how, what do they say? Desana, the brisa tells us hichnis shibalim. If one brought ears of grain into the house, lasos men isa to make a flour of dough for them. Ochem enara, you're allowed to eat a snack for them. Patar is exempt from separating truma. Lamolam belilas. However, if you're going to rub them and eat the kernels, Rabbi Mechayev. Rabbi says you're going to be chayev on them. You're going to have truma of kernels before snacking on them. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is going to exempt them from doing so. So then, according to this, right now, Rabbi's understanding that the separating of the chumah normally begins with a pile of grain. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion that the Torah's reference of Reishis Tikancha is going to be only when it's put into a pile. So what do we see from over here? That according to Rabbi, if someone brings the ears of grain and yantiv with intent to rub them and eat the kernels, the chumah obligation would then take effect, and you wouldn't be allowed to take them the chumah on yantiv. So that's the opinion of Rabbi, that Bryce is going to, therefore, that you're, and you couldn't have separated chumah beforehand, so you have to separate on yantiv, and Nechanami, where you're stuck, you're allowed to. That's the opinion of Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that we say, he says, even this case is exempt from chumah, then that with then the case, the truma taking effect on yantiv, our Mishnah then follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that you could never have a case where it's matir to take off truma on yantiv. Whereas according to Rabbi, you would have a case where it's matir to take off truma on yantiv. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem will pick up tomorrow's daf with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda tomorrow.